Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. Step outside of your house and smile. You're being recorded. Here are five unexpected places that could be watching you. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Total Adblock. Beware of free ad blockers that steal your data. Get the app iTrust for only $19 a year at totaladblock.com/Kim. One, your Uber or Lyft. Lots of rideshare drivers install cams recording both video and audio. If you live in a one-party consent state, the driver does not need your permission. Two, an ATM. Not a total shocker, but these cams often capture a wider angle, which means they're recording the surrounding area too. Number three, workplace break rooms. Yep, even when you're off the clock and chilling with your coffee, there could be a camera keeping tabs on you. Four, streetlights. These are becoming more common in cities for taking a look at traffic and public safety. Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York all have large networks of them. And finally, five, the movie theater. These are there to deter and detect piracy. Join 500,000 folks who get tech smart with my free newsletter at getkim.com. As promised, I'm now bringing you a standout call from my weekend show. James. Hello there, James. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. So I wanted to find out what the best gaming computer I can get, well, a laptop, actually, for about $2,000.
And what do you have right now?
So it's an older HP. I don't even know what model it is, but it's probably about 3 years old by now.
And it's big and it's heavy. Yeah, it's big, it's heavy, it's slow, it's, oh my gosh, what should we what should we be doing with that? So tell me, what kind of games are you guys playing?
So my daughter lives in Evansville, which is about 3 hours away from me, so we get online a lot and play games and talk. And so there's a lot of Steam games, Torchlight, I don't know if you heard of that one.
I haven't played that one. No, I haven't heard that one.
And a couple other ones, but that's the main one. My laptop seems to be able to handle streaming okay, but when I try to fire up a game, it just can't keep up.
Yeah, well, you know, and then it's no fun to play, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'd rather read a book. Okay, so much for that idea. Well, you know, the good news is that you have a decent budget. And
right.
The big name in gaming laptops is Razer, and it's probably outside of your budget. But Hewlett-Packard makes a really – I know you say you have a HP. I want you to look at something called the – go to Omen.com, O-M-E-N.com, Omen.com.
Okay.
And they're made by HP, but
– All right.
Tell you, they're beautiful, and they get rave reviews. They're super thin, 33 millimeters. The weight is about 8 pounds, which isn't bad because you're talking about a screen that diagonal, it's 17.3 inches. But it's super fast. It has really high frame rate. Inside, there's a NVIDIA GeForce 2080 graphics and card that it does have real-time ray tracing technologies. And so that's going to give you that graphics. And it's a beautiful machine. And it does a great job. You can get 2 years of accidental damage on this when you do buy it. That's up to you whether you want it. It's going to be another $200. But I think in this price point, take a look at the Omen laptops. Again, that's O-M-E-N. And I think you'll be impressed, as everybody else is, that they really have come up with a decent gaming laptop that is I don't want to say the word affordable. I know it's $2,000, but it's going to last, and it's going to give you that true gaming experience. And, Jane, thank you so much for your call. Hey, a huge thank you for streaming with me. Now, if you're puzzled about something techie, I'm your gal. Just find the email Kim link over at Komando.com and let those questions fly away. Now, every email gets my eyeballs, I promise. And keep your digital life in the know. Be sure you sign up for my free newsletter over at GetKim.com.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.